All right, 6:31. Okay. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Jerry, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Conduct business.
Very good. All right, roll call. I will conduct roll call because our secretary is not here.
Well, she's going to be the secretary if Andrew's not here.
But go ahead and do it anyway.
Okay, I'm here. Vice President Mr. Benjamin.
Here.
Parliamentarian Joseph Lazarowicz.
Is here.
Treasurer Jeanette Hopp.
Here.
Secretary Henry is not here. And we have Council Member Kambitz Marabi.
Yeah.
And Carino de la Cuesta. And Jerry Martin. So we have a quorum of the executive committee, and we can conduct business.
Yes.
Moving on, any public comment?
No public comment.
Very good. Secretary's report?
No secretary.
Fantastic. Report. Treasurer's report, will you have stuff for us to approve next week?
Just a couple of things. They sent me a very late report from my, what's the one we used to have? Whatever one was we used to have, I can't remember the name of the bank now. For $4.70, and I don't know how they stuck it through. I did do it, and they did clear it.
Next door.
But then later I was told it didn't clear, so it was for some copies for that last meeting in June or July, I forget, or for July's meeting, I guess. And then I do have some things since then, but I'm not sure how to write those up on the new report, so I will...
Service charge. Bank service charge.
Yeah, no, I have to go online, and I have to print out a report. And I do have one, actually, but it's only shows... What did I pay for that? The post office box, I think. But there have been a couple things since, and I've done the sandwiches for the big summit we just had.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, so add it to the list.
So, I just have to go online and print it out, and I can make the report. So, I'll have
a... Order the report next time, at the regular meeting.
Well, it'll be at the regular meeting. He just wants to know, do we have one? Yeah, it's very small, but I do
next.
Have it. And they were trying to say they wanted us to, and I wanted to fly this by George, who's helping me, they wanted us to take all of the things that I already submitted and that they sat on, and then they said they got too late because they kept changing their dates, and didn't approve any of the things like the $999 for Valley by Three and the $2,500 for Special Olympics, et cetera. They sat on all that stuff, and they want me to resubmit it like they've never seen it, which I think is a waste of money and time and effort, and want us to vote on it, get it to the committee, and have it on the agenda. And I said, why can't we just put the new form on, which I do have one up here, which I started to go out wrong, and just attach that. Howard has already signed some of them. This is the new form.
Let me see.
Very similar to the one that we had, so I'm just attaching it. And I'm thinking, why can't we just do that? I have all of the paperwork here. Oops. And if we just attach that.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
So why don't we?
All of the different things and then just resubmit it.
Is this the new one or that's the old one?
This is the new form. But what's going
to
happen?
Very simple.
Do we need to approve the form?
No, I think
Don approved it.
It was from them. We didn't do it. We never have anything to do with the forms they do. They drive us crazy. They're forever changing things. But the bottom line is, if we attach that, I have to have each of the people. Oh, so I need the two of you before you see me. It says here, requester signature. So the person that's requesting it or the entity that's requesting it must sign there. Then Howard and I have to do these two, and this has got to be filled out. And then I have to submit it to Dunn. They will re-review the stuff in this case. Review if it wasn't original, it'll be review the stuff. Then if they give their stamp of approval, and it's only if, then I go online and I order the check. But it doesn't actually get spit out by me. The bank does it 5 to 7 days later. So I hate the way they're doing this because it really doesn't speed it up much at all, if at all. But that's where we're at. So I don't know if you want to do that. That's why I emailed you, George. Because in case we did have to put it on the agenda, I wanted to make sure it was on the agenda, and then we re-voted. But it's stupid because we have a current vote form on pretty much everything because we've done some of them 2 or 3 times.
It's already been submitted.
It's so stupid, yeah. So I think we should just put this on here, have the people sign that are the requesters, have Howard and I sign, and that's it.
So wouldn't the easiest thing be to approve the new form and then...
We don't approve,
it's not
done.
It's Dunn's form. Empower LA, they did it, we didn't do it.
I know, but for resubmitting everything that's pending, we have to resubmit it with that form, right?
Well, yeah, I'm assuming.
No, it's already passed, it's already been voted on, all we have to do is resubmit the form.
So then it's just bureaucracy work.
Yeah, you got it, like.
Well, that's.
Is this the same situation with the Valley Bikery?
Yes, it's amongst that stuff.
But we don't have to put anything on the agenda for it, we just need to redo the work.
Yeah, I know, I went to her yesterday.
Yeah, I went by her place and she wasn't there, and I was supposed to go by probably today, would have been, she's only there Monday, Tuesday, and.
They're probably available, they're doing, we talked about it, that somebody could sign it, does it have to be from Ayla or from somebody from the bikery?
It has to be one of the two people that's on the application.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it does have to be either she or the other person on there.
Okay.
So, and again, this credit form now needs a signature from her or whoever.
And you mentioned to her that she had to go downtown to sign?
No, I told her I would come to her place or she could come to me, I said she's got three addresses. Which one does she want me to meet her at?
Well, she lives in the west side, so.
Okay, so I asked her when would she be, did she still have the Van Nuys office and when could I meet her there? And she said she'd call me, and she never did, but I went by and I saw the hours on the door, and I wrote them down.
Yeah, sometimes she doesn't show up, she shows up for.
I found that out because I've been by twice already and there's been no one there, but the point is I'm trying to get them.
You know, we can buy $1,500, 100 chairs.
Oh, no, I understand.
So if I can get the signature.
I'm happy with that number, I mean, we'll. We should just buy, or just buy those ones again.
From her.
That's it.
And then, then I can go ahead and submit hers, hers will be done. I've got Mid Valley's on top, I need to get Captain Mintzels or Sergeant Ishmael's because they're the two on the application. And had I known that the Captain, Mintzels was going to be at the summit, I had this sitting in the car, I could have run out, got his signature.
So next Thursday we're going to be there, you can pop in.
Good, because three times I went over to try to snag his signature and they said to me, well, didn't you call and make an appointment? I'm like, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. No, I didn't, I just happened to be in the neighborhood. So everybody's so busy, it's like.
Is that an extra copy of?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I made two, one's supposed to be for me and one's supposed to be for Howard, but I could give you one because I'm a nice guy here.
Seriously?
I'll try to get her.
But that's the stuff from.
Well, no, see, and they'll take that.
So, but there was only five pending things with that, right?
This needs to be, I need her signature.
I'll take the executive chair.
And just get it back to me.
That's actually, Jackson, you'll fill it out.
Well, I did all the questions, these are the copies, let me see. The actual one, I just don't like the actual one.
Do we want to set up a time where we send Jeanette downtown to meet with him?
Let's get past the reception.
Get past the retreat now, right?
Unless they start.
Well, we could send an email saying we'd like to schedule a meeting in September to finalize all the pending paperwork in the bureaucratic world, so it like looks like, you know what I mean, to appease him a tad.
After the meeting.
All right, so we will have, Jeanette will have a treasurer's report to approve next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Perfect, moving on. Committee chairpersons' reports, budget advocates' reports, elected officials' reports. Just real quick, yes, Mr. Secretary, we'll bounce back to Secretary's report. Yes, sir, Mr. Hendry.
Okay. I will have the minutes posted tonight. I just had one paragraph problem. If anybody needed to see them before then, they could see them. They'll be posted tonight.
Okay.
Very good. Just a couple things. I did speak to Dora with Assemblymember Nazarian's office. The VNNC is co-sponsoring the AB 60 event on August 15th, which is next Friday. So we have a booth there. And then we're also co-sponsoring a blood drive with the Assemblymember on September 5th. So we do need as many people as possible there at our booths. The AB 60 event is August 15th, which I think is Friday. And then the blood drive is September 5th, which is Friday also.
Some hours?
The one is in August and one's in September.
The hours are gone.
She's sending me a flyer tonight, and I'll send it out to the entire council and our email list.
Well, is it going to be in the state building or?
I think one, I think that is September 5th. The AB 60 event, I think, is at Church on the Way.
I can't get it.
Yes.
And,
Yes, on Sherman Way.
It's,
but that's the weekend of, that's Labor Day week, I think.
The weekend after.
Oh, it's the weekend
after. It's
that Friday.
So we will continue our good, normal working relationship with the Assembly Member's Office. Moving on, for new business, 8A, the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council to submit a community impact statement in regards to the Child and Sex Trafficking Summit. The VNNC will come up with legislative language for the LA City Council and our state representatives to address this very important issue. Councilmember Joseph Lazarovitz will give us exactly what we want for the language next week. It's my understanding that we are going to try to bring in the impounding of cars as part of it, the moving the highest penalties from if you're less than 14 years old to 18 and under. And there was one other thing, a funding of a John school, I believe. So the impounding of the cars.
Oh, mandatory, 100 hours mandatory.
For the John school.
For the John school.
So we will iron out.
For first offense.
For first. And we will iron out the language next Wednesday, mm-hmm. and then we'll be submitting that to Assemblymember Nazarian's office and our state elected officials, as well as the LA City Council. But from what Sergeant Fisher told me, the impounding of cars would definitely help, though.
It would help, but I don't know if that.
Well,
I have a question too. Will they accept the language 18 and under, because they consider 18 an adult? So if you say 17 and under, it's like I'm sure federal is the same as state, and I think it's 17 is still a minor, but 18 is considered consenting.
Under 18.
Yeah, if you say under 18.
It's going to be under 18.
Okay, then
under 18.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
Under 18.
And under, but if you say under 18. 18, that works.
So we're,
no,
we
that's
will,
what you meant to say, except.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see if we can pass a bill.
Yes.
So without objection, I make a motion. We adopt 8A as is.
Oh, yeah.
I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Just a second. Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Treasurer Hawk?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. Moving on, 8B, the VNNC to fund additional chairs for the council chambers, not to exceed $1,500. As everybody knows, we've been going back and forth on this for years now. My recommendation would be just to buy these exact chairs, but more of them.
But it's
those are pretty expensive. Those are pretty expensive.
How much are those?
I would say it's about $30.
Oh, more than that. Crazy.
More, huh? More.
They're probably
yeah.
$50 a pop.
$50,
at least
okay.
$50. And that's why I'm saying if we could get. And she promised me after I told her that we had to rent chairs for the big thing that we had last time.
Yeah.
She said, "Are you kidding me?" And I said, "No, I'm not kidding. You'll see the expense come through." I said, "George had to go rent chairs because we don't have anywhere near enough. Remember all the broken chairs? Well, you got some, but
so what are we going to do about the chairs? Because
not.
We've talked about this
so,
for years, and
I
think
so
we should
making
buy
me
them.
Nauseous.
All right, we'll contact Gracie.
Yeah, she's been really busy, but I'm pretty sure she'll get us some. I swear, if we just push her on
it, I don't think
on,
she has it in her power to give
but
us.
But you know, she's going to say that she's going to give us chairs out of some.
Well,
you know, hellhole in downtown.
Well, no, she's going to match the ones we had because she's the one that got.
Yeah, but we've been working
anyway.
On this for years, and they just tell us they're going to do something
that
they never do.
But how did we get the ones we have?
We didn't. All we did was
here.
Throw away the ones that were pinching people.
But that,
these
but
are
I
all
did,
the.
But, and then they showed up because they.
Mary Martinez's office bought these chairs.
Oh, she bought them.
Yes.
Okay, I knew someone did. Well, then we maybe hit her up for a few more because she's got some money. And she knows we're helping her with the sex trafficking,
right.
The prostitution.
I'll contact
and stuff.
Linda as well.
Yeah, because I'm telling you right now.
So do we want to put $1,500 on the agenda or not?
I'd say take it off because if we try to get Linda's, you know, nerdy to hit, you know, pay for some, maybe.
Why don't we vote on it and keep it in reserve if we don't use it?
What if they would match funds and we could get $3,000 worth of chairs?
He can put it to them that way, but we could put that money.
I know, but we could talk about this till the cows come home. It's been years now.
Let's put it on the agenda and we'll see what happens with.
But she's got so much more than we do, and we're doing what she wants.
We'll propose matching funds, and hopefully she'll say no.
Yeah, because we're doing this.
Okay, so without objection, I make a motion we adopt 8B as is.
Seconded.
Very good. I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. Not to be gross, Mr. Marami just sitting in.
Yes.
He's just hanging out.
No. Yes.
Yeah. I know he's sitting there. I'm just perfect. Okay. President Tom.
Yes.
Yes. Secretary Henry. Aye. Treasurer Hawk.
I guess
aye. Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. 8C, the VNNC to plan and execute funding and planning for our annual retreat. The VNNC retreat to be held on Saturday, August 23rd, 2014. Funding not to exceed $1,500. I just arbitrarily put $1,500 on there. I don't think we're going to spend anything but food. We had a retreat a few years ago at the fire station in Panorama City, and this council hired a team builder type person to come in. I don't think we need to incur that expense this time around. If we spend the morning on training and funding and ethics so everyone's up to snuff, and then we spend the afternoon doing the event and program that Kelly went to Denver and if you guys remember correctly, we're one of two in all of California that were picked for this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's governments across the nation that are participating in this. And I think if we break up the retreat as the training and funding in the morning, and then the afternoon we do the stuff with Kelly, the librarian, and we bring in, say, Bob Hertzberg to work with us, you know, because he's probably in all likelihood going to be our state senator. That would be a successful retreat. We don't have to go shell out $100 or $1,000 to the team building people.
Yeah.
So, without objection, we could drop this down to not to exceed $250, and that'll be just for food and
$1,500. You never know.
Okay, so
just leave it like this, and whatever we don't use, don't use.
But in all reality, we're not gonna hire the group that we did last time, because the stuff that Penny and Kelly went to Denver for is going to be more than enough for addressing community concerns. So, without objection, 8C, I make a motion that we adopt the language as is. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Treasurer Hawk.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. Getting into the planning. Yes.
Wasn't supposed to be the orientation part of the.
He said that.
He said in the morning.
Beginning of the meeting. He said don't do that first.
Yeah.
The morning session will be orientation, training, funding,
training,
ethics.
Okay, with
so,
chat.
Yeah, we're gonna, whoever Dunn gives us, we'll sit and slog through it, and then.
3 hours.
No, we'll let her take that long.
Well, it won't. Yeah, we'll try to make it longer than one of our council meetings.
It'll take at least an hour.
That's fair, but 3 hours, no.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and when we get past the retreat, everyone will be trained, and we will be cruising along as a council. So on Sunday, August 24th, we'll be done with it. So very good. So we're getting into the planning parts. All of this came out of Jerry and Carino's planning committee. We'll just go down the list. 8D, 6939 Van Nuys Boulevard, the zoning variance and conditional use permit. Without objection, I make a motion that we adopt the language as is. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary, 8D.
Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hawk?
Aye.
To reserve.
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. 8E5628 North Sepulveda Boulevard, the zoning variance, conditional use permit, site plan review, and they are requesting a CUP to allow for the expansion of the existing four-story, 56-foot-high hotel. Without objection, I make a motion we adopt the language as is for 8E.
Is this the
the Hampton Inn?
Okay. All right. Thank you. As seconded.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Is it Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry?
Aye.
Treasurer Hall?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. 8F. 14725 Sherman Way, zoning variance, site plan review. They're requesting a letter of support to install a 5 to 6 foot high wrought iron fence and multiple pedestrian gates in front of existing single family homes. Without objection, I make a motion we adopt 8F as is.
I second it, but I question why is the legal height limit 5 feet?
No, the legal height limit is 3.6. So they're asking for additional height for the fence?
For an open wrought iron fence?
Yeah, for a residential fence. Because
those
it
are
used
the
to
new
be
homes.
5'6", but now they fire departments are required to have fences 3'6" for accessibility. For
okay.
And they wanted, you know, and one of the concerns is they don't have any security, and that's what's the problem of selling the homes is they don't have much, they don't have security.
Are these new
construction?
It's
yeah.
the
Red Cross site.
Richmond Homes, right on where the Red Cross building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Okay. All right, sure. I'll second that.
Without objection, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry?
Aye.
Treasurer Hall?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Very good. 8G6532 North Sepulveda Boulevard, site plan review, the demolition of existing 11-unit apartment building and a net increase of 57 units, asking for feedback and possible letter of support of the construction to more than 50 units. Without objection, I make a motion we adopt 8G as is.
Did this go through?
Yeah, when
yeah.
The plumbing, there was a sort of contingency from the owner because they have protective trees there, so they had to require to get a protective tree report and a tree removal permit.
Okay. But you were fine?
Yeah, we.
Okay.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Yes.
Secretary
Daniel?
Aye.
Treasurer Hall?
Aye.
Mr.
Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Passed.
Very good. Additional items. Howard, you had three things for us.
Yeah. I want to create a community impact study on the vending issue. I had a vending meeting a month and a half ago in this room, and just rather than drag it out even further, the vending issue is coming up for a vote before the city council in the month of September, and I'd like to issue a community impact statement as soon as possible to the Board of Supervisors and to the city council.
Very good. So without objection, the language, submit a community impact statement on street vending issue. Chairman Howard Benjamin to report findings and VNNC to vote on language.
For the record, you're opposed.
Just you just say that. I am opposed. I think the entire group was opposed to
it's on the record.
Legalization of street vending.
Anybody who's curious.
So we will hash out the language next week, but the language for the agenda will be submit community impact statement on street vending issue, Chairman Howard Benjamin to report findings, and VNNC to vote on language. I make a motion we adopt that language as is.
Second.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Vezar?
Yes.
Secretary Henry, aye. Treasurer Hahn?
Aye.
Mr. Lazaris?
Aye.
Pass.
Very good. The next one, Howard, you had was to resubmit the...
Resubmit the 2012 bylaws to Dunn. Evidently, they think that we have passed a new set of bylaws as of January 24th of this year, which we did not. They posted it on their website erroneously, those are not our bylaws. Our bylaws are the only bylaws that we passed in recent times that updated a 2010 series of bylaws were July of 2012. I have a copy of it here.
Very good. So if the language is sufficient, resubmit the July 2012 VNNC bylaws to the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Hedger?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Treasurer Hahn?
Aye.
Mr. Lazaris?
Aye.
Pass.
And then your third one, Howard, was the funding for the Congress of Neighborhood Councils?
We need funding for the Neighborhood Congress of Neighborhood Councils. It'll take place in September the 20th in downtown Los Angeles City Hall. And I want to establish a group from this council that will attend that meeting so that we can have a decent showing instead of it just being either me alone or me and Joseph.
I've been going.
So... the language, funding for the Congress of Neighborhood Councils event on...
How much do they usually ask for, Jeanette?
$500.
$500.
Okay.
So $500?
Got it. So, yeah, we can certainly...
Okay. All right. So
I have to tell you, they actually have a healthy budget from leftovers.
I'm sure they do.
And they told us they weren't going to have everybody for money because they did at the last budget advocate meeting I just went to about a week ago. We discussed that. But we could always do it because they utilized it for things that help us. They can always, kick it back to us for something, too. So, anyway, I have no problem with that.
The funding issue will be $500.
Okay, so the language for the agenda will be funding for Congress of Neighborhood Councils event on September 20th, not to exceed $500. Also, establish a delegation to attend on behalf of VNNC. With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
You learn.
Okay. Just a second. Okay.
I have one other thing.
Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Treasurer Hahn?
Aye.
Mr. Lazaris?
Aye.
Pass.
Very good. Howard, one more thing?
Yeah. I heard from Mr. Hopp this evening, and Mr. Hopp, in addition to the community impact statement on the street vending issue, he also wanted... language in there that dealt with bail bonds people, and I don't see anything wrong with it, but I have a feeling that it might dilute the nature of what we're saying here, because I just don't see how one has anything to do with the other.
Do you want
to
debate it?
I would like to have an open discussion about it.
What exactly does it easy asking for?
Well, I'll have the language on Friday.
Oh, okay. So there's nothing to do until we know.
How about a second separate community impact statement? We're trying to do as many as we can.
Do you want to do that? Do you want to just put it as a submit
second in,
CIS in regards
to
the street vending issue as it relates to bail bonds?
Right.
As it relates.
I still don't know how it relates.
I don't know how it relates. Well, you know... In essence, what could happen is that anybody who's bonded as a bail bondsman in the state of California could set up in front of a bail bonds office anywhere on the street here on Van Nuys Boulevard, and as the people approached, they could just say, hey, I can do it for you cheaper.
Well,
I don't think you can do it,
but...
But we've always been very open with the agendas, and I'm happy with the language of submit CIS in regards to street vending as it relates to bail bonds industry. Was that sufficient? Or we don't? Okay, so I make a motion. We adopt that language as is.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Mr. Henry, aye. Treasurer Hunt?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarus?
Aye.
Pass.
So he's going to come up with the language?
He's submitting the language to me on Friday, and I'll know what that language is.
Beautiful. Does anybody else have any additional items? Let's start with Candy, then we'll go Karina, and then Maria.
Yes, we'd like to add the item of Ms. Benavides, an update from the council office in regards to where they're at and what they've done. Everything is in place.
That's an issue between you and the council.
The t-shirts ready for the event. We were hoping to have it in June. Now it's August. Who knows when it's going to... So we need an update from the council office just to see where we're at.
But we were going to fund like a plaque and... We can get an update from them.
And it's an issue that's between you and her?
No, it's an issue that this council voted for. If you recall, Mr. President, the council voted to endorse this event taking place. So
we did.
And you were supposed to be the main speaker along with Miss Martinez. So that's the tie-in. And even though, because we picked up all the donations, doesn't mean it's not tied to it because it came from here.
So give me just some generic language.
Office from Dantone in regards to their progress.
It'll put their feet to the fire.
American Park in regards to the special event for Ms. Benavides.
Update from council office in regards to special event.
Honoring Ms.
Honoring. I'm happy with it if there's no objections. Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Henry, aye. Treasurer Hunt?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarus?
Aye.
All right, you got it on Candy. Anything else?
That's it.
Very good. Karina.
Okay. I think I'm supposed to do some posting. Change the posting protocol.
And you know that got out of Paul's committee?
Mm-hmm.
So then, well, how is the language for the Government Affairs Committee?
Well, we talked about instead of having one physical site posting, we're talking about maybe having one here physical and the other one like maybe north of like Sherman Way or somewhere as far as, doing a physical posting.
And the rest online.
Well, he has a 7-Eleven right there on Sherman Way in Edgerton.
The requirement is one if we post it in our website.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's put it on the agenda as address current posting requirements per the Brown Act. And possibly
selecting a second site.
Well, the thing is we are now able to do the one posting because of the website, mm-hmm. and because of bringing in Ida Ita Insla, who shoots out the email from downtown. So we are already qualified to do the one posting requirement.
This will be,
if we do the second posting, that's fine, but
okay.
We just have to ratify it through the council. So if the language is address current posting requirements per the Brown Act and possibly adopt, I mean, I would say it's current procedure anyway. I mean, I don't know how we want to write this.
Yeah.
Because we did everything right to now get to this point, but we need to ratify that this is what we're adopting now. So
a second site just means that somebody's going to have to go to that second site to post.
I mean, the one posting will be right here.
In front of the chambers.
I just
new procedures adopt
at this point. The second site.
Was there some question brought up about that we were in compliance or not? Because they didn't realize that we change the posting because we have the website and we're doing it there religiously or what? Because I kind of
no, we are in compliance.
We're completely compliant.
Yes, we are in compliance.
We are, but I don't know. I have the feeling they don't know we are.
No, they know. They know.
They who?
The old bylaw they've done.
Done.
Just like they put the bylaws on the website, they're behind. And
they give us the okay.
That's where the question came from. But if they don't question it, then we shouldn't have to question it.
As long as we have something in writing, you know.
Yeah.
I think this is something extra right. that we want to do.
So look, this language. How about this language? Address current posting requirements in regards to the Brown Act and possibly adopt new procedures. That's generic enough, and it's also exactly what we're trying to do. Once it passes the council, we just have to post the one and send out the emails. So
this is on behalf of our council, not done.
I'll second that.
Like, we don't need to put more requirements on ourselves.
No, right. That was brought from Paul's government affairs. Right.
If Paul,
yeah, Paul also
wants
that we had. We were adopting the 2010 bylaws, which was completely erroneous. We've already passed 2012.
Yeah, 2012.
But we're also happy that Paul's having meetings. So
yeah.
That's a good thing.
You
do. So how about this language? Address current posting requirement in regards to the Brown Act and possibly adopt new procedures.
Second.
That way we can go through it. Yes, Mr. Secretary.
I would be disappointed with just one posting here. This is a campus of many different communities. The government center is. If you're not in front of the county building or the courthouse or the library, you're missing people.
But we're sending out an email to everybody that's on our email list, and we're on our website.
People can extra post if you want.
Yeah. I don't think we should make it mandatory because the rule from downtown was...
I know.
I didn't find it objectionable.
Yeah, but I mean,
that we're doing it right.
We've done all of this so that we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, because we're pretty much we're posting at this area, all five posts, and you know, I tried to post it at the Emerald Shelter, and I had to go through, you know,
hoops of flaming red tape. If anybody wants to post,
yeah,
do extra posts, send out stuff, that's totally up to them.
Yeah.
But we have fulfilled our requirements to only do one posting now. That's what LA City Council does, is just the one posting. And I would say anyone can take it upon themselves to get post happy.
Sure.
They could,
I mean, it's on the website. All they have to do is download the PDF, print it out on their own.
Tape it.
Go out there and
go hog wild.
Yep.
He's got a 7-Eleven right there. He can post right in that area.
He could.
Disappointed that the cost of democracy gets to be so expensive you can't post. There is nothing cheaper than posting.
Well, it's a fair point, and the ability for others to post will be there. But we fulfilled our requirements in regards to the Brown Act. Without further objection, I make a motion we adopt the language, address current posting requirements in regards to the Brown Act, and possibly adopt new procedures.
Second.
With that, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Henry will vote no on this one. Treasurer Hoff?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarus?
Aye.
Did you have anything else, Karina? Ms. Skelton? Puppets. The retreat will be on Saturday, August 23rd at the library.
At what time?
Whenever it opens, we're going to get through the details next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Before, when it's over, can I get on the computer to update my email? Because I keep sending all my calls.
You have to come for this one, too.
Everybody that I meet, I'm going to have to close with them.
I see that.
Keep sending it to him, and I know it is bugging him, so
no,
I would like to update.
Looks like you're running for Congress.
I mean, I'm trying. I'm out there. At least y'all see him.
No, you're doing a good job.
Another thing. Derek and I have been working with the kids' day for Delano on September the 20th, but they said we cannot because Nuri Martinez is having an event, a health fair there, on the 25th of September. We wanted our day on the 20th. She's having an event on the 25th, so we couldn't because it's just days apart. So either we're going to have to find another location or at least try to do it the next month. And I need my camera. I keep at the meetings queue, all my photos queue.
Don't we have a council camera?
No.
I could have sworn we did. Do you want... Should we put it on the agenda to buy like a $50 digital camera? I mean, if Maria is going to all these events.
Yeah,
Doesn't the consul have a camera?
I thought we did.
It's kind of sad, but honestly, when I go to the event, I say, oh, can you,
you
use your camera, your
and
phone,
then email.
Take a picture of me, and then send it to Q. So, I mean, at least I could have something.
Should we put $100, not to exceed $100, and buy a council camera?
Yeah, possible.
Like I said, I have something I can give back to her.
Okay, would you want to do that instead?
Yeah, and it's digital, so she can.
Okay, and then if that doesn't work, we'll buy
it. Remember, we still have that one.
Does it have the charger and the card in it?
I bought one, so yeah, it's got everything in it.
Okay.
Any additional items? Anybody else?
So that's it. You getting all those photos that's being sent to you?
Yeah, I posted on the website.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Going once.
So
that yes.
way I can stop bugging him.
No, keep bugging him. Karina loves to be bugged.
No.
Candy.
Yeah, I thought Marina would mention it, but I'd like to give an update on some of the safety issues that we've been able to achieve over at Vantage Park. So,
well, the reason why I didn't mention it is because Lana came in late and I...
Do you want it on the agenda, Candy?
Go ahead.
No, she's going to mention it under the committee, that's fine.
Okay, so part of the committee report. Very good. Anybody else? Going once.
National Night Out.
Going twice. Any announcements? Anyone? Nothing?
Oh, sorry. Did he say that she's been trying to contact you?
Yeah, about the puppets. Do we want to have the puppet show next week?
What?
Are we having
Is it part of the council meeting?
Well, I think Bert and Ernie are coming.
That's what it was for, because she's going to have different events.
Is the Cookie Monster coming?
Exactly.
Is she coming to give a puppet show, or is she coming to brief us on the puppet shows she gives?
To show you.
I think we should have a puppet show.
Okay.
Do you think, Howard?
I'll bring some puppets with me. Okay.
Okay. So then, with no, I got it. That's why I asked you. I said puppet show. So what would the language be on this?
Puppet show. And then show me the sign language because we don't want to have a class.
How about?
And then turn around, y'all don't know anything about it and what they look like.
Okay. So how about? What's her last name? Williams? Latisse Williams to demonstrate. Howard, do you have language for me on this?
I do not, sir.
Okay, so Latisse Williams to demonstrate puppeteering.
Wait.
And a briefing on her involvement in the community.
Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here.
I make a motion we adopt this language as is.
Second.
Without a call for the vote.
Second.
Yes.
This is government.
Aye.
Aye.
Does it pass?
Yes.
He said yes. Joseph loves puppets. Okay, it is my honor and privilege to adjourn this meeting. Sure.
Maria Skelton.
Oh.
You told me like for the past 9 months, and I kept saying, okay, after the meeting, I'm going to do it. So what do I need to do?
We just need your